This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawadil calls a joint meeting of both houses of the federal parliament for 10th of April. Election for the post of deputy speaker of the House of Representatives scheduled for Friday. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds joint meeting with ambassadors and heads of diplomatic mission. Prime Minister says government eager to strengthen relations with friendly countries. Government increases fares for public transportation and cargo vehicles. And UAE, Kuwait, Bahrain report attacks despite Iran-US ceasefire. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawadil has called a joint meeting for both houses of the federal parliament for the 10th of April. Acting on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers of the Government of Nepal, President Pawadil convened the meeting in accordance with the Constitution of Nepal. According to a letter issued by Mahadev Pantha, secretary at the office of the president, the joint meeting will be held at 3 p.m. on Friday. The president is scheduled to address the meeting. In a letter sent to the federal parliament secretariat, members have been called upon to be present for the meeting. The Constitution provides that the President may address either House or joint sitting of both Houses of the Federal Parliament and may call for the members for the purpose. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial has scheduled the election for the post of Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives in accordance with the House of Representatives 2079 for Friday. Speaker Arial read out a letter at the House of Representatives meeting regarding the alteration of the Cabinet Order of Presidents, rather precedence received from the President's office. Today's meeting has been postponed with the next meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for Friday at 4 p.m. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has held a joint meeting with the ambassadors and heads of diplomatic mission of various countries. Ambassadors and heads of mission of India, Pakistan, Republic of Korea, United Kingdom, Qatar, Switzerland, France, Israel, Japan, Bangladesh, Germany, Egypt, Sri Lanka, Saudi Arabia, China, United States of America and United Nations were present for the joint call held at the office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar today. The ambassadors and heads of missions congratulated the Prime Minister and also expressed support and cooperation to the new government in delivering results for the benefit of Nepali people. Reiterating Nepal's balanced and pragmatic foreign policy, Prime Minister Balendra Shah said the government is willing to further strengthen relations with friendly countries. Prime Minister Shah said the government has given high importance to the relations with all countries and is committed to boost partnership based on mutual benefits and trust. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to the safety of Nepali workers and diaspora while promoting investment, sustainable development and cooperation in trade, climate and people-to-people relations. Foreign Affairs Minister Shishir Khanal, political advisor to the Prime Minister Asim Shah, Chief Secretary Suman Raj Arial, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai and other government officials were present on the occasion. The government has increased fares for public transportation and cargo vehicles. Department of Transport Management implemented the fare hike by following a ministerial decision by Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Sunil Lamsal. According to Senior Vice President of the Federation of Nepalese National Transport Entrepreneurs, Saroj Sitola, public transport fares have risen by 16.71% with freight charges up 21.68% in hilly areas and 15.75% in the Tarai. Entrepreneurs say the increase reflects rising global fuel prices and other costs. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has made a presentation to all the ministers of the government led by Prime Minister Balendra Shah regarding the foreign affairs and diplomatic code of conduct. The press expert to Prime Minister Shah, Deepa Dahal, said Secretary of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Amrit Bahadur Rai, gave a presentation at the program held today at the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers office in Simhadarbar. Secretary Rai presented on Nepal's international relations, foreign policy and national interest, outlining diplomatic methods, limits and decorum, including key protocols and etiquette for meetings with foreign officials. The annual report of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has been presented in the National Assembly, the upper house of the Federal Parliament. Minister Pratibha Rawal presented the Commission's annual report for fiscal year 2081-82 on behalf of the Prime Minister in National Assembly, where Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal also informed members about a presidential letter on changes in order of precedence within the Council of Ministers. The National Assembly shall meet next at 4:15 p.m. on the 10th of April. Nepal police have handed over a French national found stranded at Pashupatinath temple premises to the Department of Immigration. Kathmandu police spokesperson Pawan Kumar Bhattrai said that after a video of a French national stranded at Pashupatinath surfaced, police located him and handed him over to the department. The spokesperson said the man had been living in Nepal for 6 years with his Nepali spouse and had left their passports and belongings at a hotel due to financial difficulties. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Mustang has received snowfall for the 7th time this season. Snowfall has been reported in Baragung Mukti Kshetra and Upper Mustang today. Earlier, Mustang saw heavy snowfall last Saturday and Monday with continued snow and rain since late October. Despite the onset of summer, snowfall persists, disrupting travel to Muktinath and Upper Mustang and affecting daily life due to increased cold. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Several Gulf nations have reported missile and drone attacks on their territories hours after Iran and the United States announced a 2-week ceasefire. According to Al Jazeera, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, on Wednesday said its air defenses are actively engaging incoming missiles and drones from Iran. The UAE's defense ministry said in a statement that the sounds of explosions heard in different areas across the country were caused by air defense systems intercepting ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, and unmanned aerial vehicles. Operations at Abu Dhabi's Hafshan gas complex were also temporarily suspended after a fire broke out early Wednesday due to falling debris, the Abu Dhabi media office said. Pakistan and Afghanistan have agreed to avoid any escalation in their armed conflict during talks hosted by China in recent days, Beijing said Wednesday. According to the AFP news agency, tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan have escalated over Islamabad's claims that militants are being sheltered, which Kabul denies. Clashes intensified in late February after Pakistani airstrikes and an Afghan ground offensive, with Pakistan declaring an open war. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be fully cloudy in the Himalayan regions of the country and generally cloudy in the remaining areas. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in Koshi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces and in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country and at a few places in the remaining Tarai regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Borel calls a joint meeting of both houses of the Federal Parliament for 10th of April. Election for the post of Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives scheduled for Friday. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds joint meeting with ambassadors and heads of diplomatic mission. Prime Minister says government eager to strengthen relations with friendly countries. Government increases fares for public transportation and cargo vehicles. And UAE, Kuwait, Bahrain report attacks despite Iran-US ceasefire. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.